guys. I want to try something fun. Are you up for a little adventure?
That's scary.
Cell phone roulette. We are going to play it right now.
How does it work?
So I had this idea. I think we will open up our cell phone contacts. We'll spin the roulette wheel, land on a letter. Then we'll spin the roulette wheel and land on a number. You count down and you call that person and you ask them some question that the other two people on the show select. It's going to make us uncomfortable, but it's going to test our friendships with people in our phones.
Sounds like a nightmare. I don't want to go first.
You want to start with me?
I do.
All right. What letter?
N.
As in Nancy?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. God, I see some of these names.
The third N.
It's my buddy Nate Webster.
What does Nate do? How do you know him?
Nate and I, he interned when he was in college in radio. He actually owns, you would love this, he owns a bar, but he also owns a breakfast place called Scratch Biscuit Company. And he started in my hometown of Virginia. He's awesome.
So he's... Makes biscuits. And he used to intern with you?
Yes. And about, he will love the fact that we're pranking him.
How about he has to ask him for money, like $1,000?
I was thinking that, or I'm unemployed, can I come live with you?
Yeah.
I lost my job.
Name the one that you want me to do.
Money. You're money? In a tough spot. Right, you need to borrow $1,000.
Owns a bar. He's probably not even up.
Hello?
Hey, Nate. It's Spencer.
Yo, what's going on, man?
So I noticed that things are going well for you at the Village Grill and also at the Scratch Biscuit Company.
Yeah.
So things are not going well for me.
Is the show not going well out there, or is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going as well as it could. I actually thought it was going really well, but management disagrees. So,
is that a big corporate place?
It's not big corporate, but it's like, you know, it's still a big company.
Yeah.
But I hate to do this. I would ask my father, but he's extremely strapped. But can I borrow $1,000 from you and like pay it back as soon as I can?
Yeah.
All right, that would be
how would I get it to you? When, you know what I'm saying?
We could do like a money transfer thing.
Yeah.
Like I'll just go down to one of those check cashing places or whatever and get it there and pay like 40% interest. Or, I mean, we could wire maybe even PayPal or something. I don't know. I just hate asking you for money because I would never do that.
No, I understand what you're saying, man. I've never done PayPal before. I mean, I have a PayPal account. I don't know how you wire money, though. Is that pretty easy?
I guess. I mean, I haven't really done it either. I've never done that. But now do I tell them you... Well, listen,
we gotta stop this. He's about to give you money.
He passed the friend test, didn't
he?
Wow,
that's
impressive. What a great guy. Nate, we're playing cell phone roulette where you have to call one random person in your phone. It's determined by Cassidy or Brando. And then you have to ask them something. And their thing was, oh, well, if he owns successful businesses, ask him for money.
Yeah.
You're incredible.
Uncomfortable question.
Because you didn't even ask why he needed the money. You were just saying
He is the man. That's why when you said N, I was like, it's Nate. And I know Nate would say, if I asked Nate for his car, can I have your car? He would be like, sure, man, just don't wreck it.
That was awesome, dude. What a nice guy.
You know, I had a feeling, dude. I was like, wait a minute, I haven't heard from him in a while.
What a terrible way to do it. I haven't heard from him in a while, and now he's asking me for money, and you still said yes.
Those are the people who come for your money, is the people that you're like, I haven't heard from you in 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Well, you passed the test. You're a good dude. And you're just rolling in the dough like that,
my name's
Cassidy.
Yeah, by the way,
Cassidy.
I actually need $1,000. So if you want to send that,
don't give him any money. You'll never get it back.
Well, I can send some biscuits out that way.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Now we're talking.
Nate, thank you, buddy. I'll call you this afternoon just to catch up.
All right, brother.
All right, man.